verse 15 says, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." One more time. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you for honoring the word of the Lord tonight. I just want to share a few thoughts, maybe from a little bit different angle from what we heard this morning. Those of you that were here, those of you that weren't, we're going to talk about this gift. I want to preach, don't ever get over the gift. Amen. Don't ever get over the gift. Now, Christmas time is a wonderful time. It's a busy time of the year where many folks are busied about with the hustle and the bustle of the holidays. Amen. There's gift buying to do. There's pies to be baked. Amen. And there's a lot of things going on. Maybe there's some traveling involved. I find myself constantly during the holiday season spending a lot of time traveling. It's well worth the drive when you get to spend time with those that you love. But it's a very busy time. It's a time of giving and receiving. Amen. There's Christmas sales to take advantage of. There's doorbuster deals. There's a lot of things going on as we observe the custom or the tradition of giving and the receiving of gifts. I want to be understood tonight, while I do kind of believe that things, let's just be honest, things have gotten a little out of hand in America. Amen. With the traditional giving of gifts, we have bred in this younger generation, at least, and you'll pardon the expression, amen, an attitude of ingratitude. Amen. Now hold on a minute. We'll get somewhere here. Amen. But we expect to receive something that's just going to blow our mind. Amen. And boy, there's nothing as disheartening to the giver of a gift as seeing a look of disappointment on someone's face when they didn't really get what they wanted. Amen. And with that attitude in a lot of young people today, amen, they've lost the simple art of appreciating what they do get as opposed to what they don't have. Amen. But I'm not here to dwell on that. I believe in giving. Amen. Because the Bible has much to say about giving. Amen. It is more blessed to give than to receive. The Bible teaches us, and if you have done any true giving, and by giving I mean sacrificial giving, amen, giving till it hurts, amen. Maybe you give of your finances, amen, to a certain cause, to the church, or to the work of the Lord, maybe to a friend or an individual in need, and you have found it to be true. If you give from the heart, it's some of the greatest joy that you will ever experience in life. Somebody say amen. Amen. Giving is a blessing in itself that generates a blessing. Because how many know you cannot outgive God? Amen. When you give, He gives back to you. It's not always in monetary terms. Amen. If you give of your money, doesn't mean that God's going to give you money back. He may just bless you with long life for health and happiness. He may have a blessing in store for your spirit. Amen. As you visit the house of the Lord. Amen. There is no joy like giving. Amen. But there's also a joy in receiving. Amen. Might as well say amen to that. How many love to get gifts? Can't hardly see you out there. If you don't, I'll come to your house and I'll get your gifts for you, because I love receiving gifts. Amen. It amazed me when I first came to Bible school in Pennsylvania. I had never, ever, ever in my life known this to be a fact. Did you know that there are people that do not celebrate Christmas? Can I just be honest here? I think that's one of the silliest things I have ever heard of in my life. And maybe I understand a little bit of their point. Amen. It's not about the gifts. I understand that. Okay, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. Amen. It's not about the gifts. I understand that. It's not about the lights on the tree. I get it. Amen. I know it's not about Santa Claus and the reindeer and all of that kind of thing. I understand that, but I do believe that it's biblical to receive. Amen. Because you see, it was on this first Christmas that the greatest gift that was ever given, amen, entered the world not in great pomp, amen, in popularity, but in great humility, amen, not as a conquering king trampling underfoot the nations of the world, but as a newborn baby, amen, not just a baby boy, amen, but born in such lowly fashion. Are you going to help me for a little bit tonight? Amen. Born in such a lowly fashion in a stable filled with hay and laid in a manger. Amen. To a carpenter named Mary and a carpenter named Joseph and his espoused wife Mary. Amen. What a humble birth. This blessed gift from heaven. Amen. And it does no good. We heard about it this morning. A gift is of no value unless it is received. Amen. Does no good to purchase a gift, to put it under the tree, unless someone lays hold of that gift and begins to open that gift. We got to watch a little bit of that these last couple days with the kids. Grandma's opening their presents. It does no good sitting under the tree. Amen. It can't be enjoyed. Amen. Oh, the wrapper's pretty. Amen. It looks so good under the tree. But until you open it, amen, it's not going to be enjoyed to its fullest. Amen. There's a lot to be said about giving. And I hope you've done some of that. But how about receiving? What have you received? Amen. This Christmas season. Amen. I hope that you've received Christ. And if so, you've got the greatest gift that's ever been given. And I'll tell you right up front, I don't ever want to get over that gift. Oh, yes. I don't ever want to get over the greatest gift. The Father gave His Son. We heard about it in the adult Sunday school this morning. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Amen. I'm glad that He gave. And I don't want to just leave it laying there. I want to receive that gift. I'm glad I have. How about you? Amen. It's not always about what we give, it's about what we receive. There's a lesson to be learned in receiving. Amen. It matters how you receive a gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, it's a bit of an obscure passage in chapter 8 there. Paul, the apostle, the author of that epistle there to the church at Corinth, he begins to delve into some issues that they're running into of some who have been converted, whose conscience really did not allow them to partake of certain meats, amen, because some of those meats were potentially offered to idols and things like that, and some of the maybe more quote-unquote mature Christians wouldn't touch that because their conscience would allow them, but to a new believer, their conscience did not forbid them. And so it was justified in that they received it with thanks. Amen. It's one thing my grandmother taught me that if there's ever one thing she taught me that I will remember. Both my grandparents on my father's side were old-time Assembly of God ministers, and she told me this when I began preaching, accepted the call to preach at around 15, 16 years old, and had a few doors of opportunity to minister. She taught me this lesson. She says, Anthony, if someone offers you a gift, amen, we call them Pentecostal handshakes, amen, where back home, amen. In other words, if you put a little money in your hand and you shake somebody, if someone gives it to you, receive it. Because I'd begun to develop a habit of, no, I cannot possibly. And I'd beat around the bush about it, as probably some do. And maybe rightfully so. Amen. But she taught me this. If someone gives, you receive it. Because if you don't, you could be taking someone's blessing away from them. Amen. So receive with thanks. It's not greedy to receive a gift. Amen. It's not selfish to offer a gift. Amen. And I'm quite puzzled by those who do not celebrate this Christmas season with the custom of giving of gifts and receiving of gifts. Amen. Because if you're really a Christian, you have received the greatest gift. Amen. And that is the gift of Jesus Christ. Amen. I got a few more I'd like to bring to our attention. But it matters how you receive a gift. It also matters how you perceive the gift. How you perceive the gift. Amen. There were two twin boys that were born to a blessed family. Amen. And they were night and day difference. And maybe some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you parents. They were night and day difference. I mean cold and hot. One boy was thankful for everything that he got. The next one, no, not so much. And so one Christmas, the mother and the father put their heads together and devised a plan to address the situation here. And so what they did, trying to change the perception of their sons. Amen. In one of their sons' room on Christmas morning, they filled it with all the presents imaginable. I mean, wall to wall, almost floor to ceiling. Amen. And as that boy began to rip into all of those gifts, he set them aside one by one with a disappointed look on his face, never content with a single one of them. And in amazement, the parents were speechless. Amen. And as they made their way to the next boy's room, in which they had left only a bucket of horse manure. For those of you city folks, that's, never mind, ask your neighbor. Amen. And when they donned that second boy's room, they found him jumping and skipping and prancing around the room saying, "I can't believe it, I can't believe it, I can't believe it." And they're saying, "What, son, what can you not believe?" He said, "With all this manure in this bucket, there's got to be a pony around here somewhere." Amen. It matters how you perceive a gift. Amen. Amen. God's given. If you just be honest with you, maybe with yourself and God, maybe you'd have to look back over the course of 2017. Amen. I want to help somebody tonight. And you'd have to say, "Brother Moody, you don't understand. It's been a long, hard year." Amen. Well, I'd love for you to begin to reflect on this year. Amen. And begin to recall some of the things that God has given to you. Because it matters how you perceive what's going on in your life. Amen. There are problems that arise and situations that come that many folks would perceive as merely just a difficulty. Amen. When really those are obstacles that are placed in your life. Amen. Not to deter you. Amen. From the way and the plan that God has for your life. But rather, they are opportunities for you to overcome and allow God to do something great in your life. To make something greater out of you. And so you need to be careful. Amen. Perceiving what's a gift and what's not. Amen. There are situations that arise that we blame God for because they're difficult and they're hard. How could you let this happen to me, Lord? Amen. And then there are times when it seems like it's smooth sailing and everything's all right. Amen. I'm of the persuasion today that our enemy knows how to make life easy on us. Oh, yes, in America, amen, we if we're not careful, we're free from persecution. And thank God for our freedoms, amen. But we can perceive something as a gift when reality is we need to observe who the gift, quote-unquote, is coming from. Amen. It matters how you receive it. It matters how you perceive it. Amen. But so how about this, as I quickly move along here, what gifts have we received? Amen. I believe that the church is a gift. Amen. I feel sorry for folks who don't come to church. I feel sorry for believers, amen, and I'll call them believers, amen, who are of the persuasion that it's just not necessary to come to the house of the Lord. Amen. And we'll talk about that another time maybe, but I believe the church is a gift. Amen. It's a gift to the world. Amen. Because the church, amen, is the body of Christ. Amen. The church is the body. The head is Christ, and we're all striving to grow up into that head and become more like Him. But it's a gift to the world because through the church, amen, the world has a perception of who God is and who Jesus is. And I say, Lord, help us. Amen. There's times when we give maybe the wrong message. Come on now here. Amen. But thank God for the love that the church shows to the world. Amen. In fact, I spoke with a gentleman just the other night right outside Little Caesar's Pizza down the road here. Amen. And he asked me, he said, "Help me out, mister, with a couple bucks." And so I grabbed a dollar bill or two out of my pocket and I shook his hand and I began to tell him about the Lord and talk to him about the Lord. Amen. And he began to talk with me and I asked him if he knew where Broadway Assembly was. I said, "It's a great church. You need to go there sometime." He says, "Yes, it's across the road from where they give away the free food." I said, "Yes, that's the one." Amen. They're responsible for that. Amen. Is what I begin to communicate to him. The world is looking on, church. Amen. And what they perceive in us is how they perceive God. Amen. And I say, let's shine the message and share the message of the love of Christ. at Christmas time, amen, to the world around us. It's a gift to the world, amen, but it's also a gift to the believer, amen, for there is no place like the house of God for the believer, amen, a place where you can gather together, amen, and you can fellowship one with another, and from fellowship, amen, comes a strengthening of our faith, gives us, amen, a hope, amen, for tomorrow, gives us a reason to keep on going, amen. Thank God for the times when one of my brothers or sisters, amen, rang the prayer bells of heaven for me, amen, and put a hand on my shoulder and said, Brother Moody, we're praying for you and we love you. It's a gift and you ought to thank God for it. Amen. Thank God for the church. Amen. I believe that the ministry is a gift. Did you know, and I'm not getting paid to say this, did you know your pastor is a gift? Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's a gift from God. Your deacon board and your leadership team is a gift from God. Your children's church workers are a gift from God. The ministry, amen, is a gift from God. And you ought to thank God for it. Amen. I'm a gift from God because I'm the preacher tonight. Thought about wearing a big red bow on my forehead tonight, Brother Cooper. Praise the Lord. In all seriousness, the ministry is a gift from God. There's a gift. It's a gift to the minister. Amen. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. Amen. But that gift is given. That calling is given to a specific person. And it's a gift from the Lord. It's a gift to the church. And he gave some apostles and prophets, evangelists, Ephesians tells us, pastors and teachers for this purpose, for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. I've always been humbled, Brother Cruz, by the fact that I, who am nobody or nothing, have been called into the glorious ministry of Christ. Amen. Sharing the love of Christ to the world and trying to build the church of God from within. It's a gift from God, and we ought to thank God for it today, church. Amen. Thank God for that gift. Thank God for the gifts in the Spirit. Amen. How many Pentecostals we got in here? I know it's a Christmas Eve service. Amen. I know it's a Christmas Eve service, maybe a little bit different format, but we're still Pentecostal. We just can't help it. Amen. If someone says, let's pray, amen, we just, amen. Sometimes we embarrass our relatives in public, amen, because we're just Pentecostal. It's part of our nature. But thank God for the gifts of the Spirit. And you can read about them in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. It may seem odd to the world. Amen. And they might not understand. But we that do understand ought to thank God for the gifts that have been given to the church. Amen. The word of wisdom. Amen. Word of knowledge. Amen. Those being probably gifts of knowledge. Amen. Faith. Amen. Thank God for the gift of faith. Amen. When your faith dwindles down to almost nothing and you feel as if you can't believe, amen, the very pages of the words of God, amen, the Spirit himself comes down and aids your faith with his. Amen. Thank God for the gift of faith. Thank God for the gift of healing. Oh, yes, it might seem strange to the world, and there have been many who have made a mockery, amen, of the gifts of the Spirit, but I still believe in their reality today. I believe that he still has the power to heal. Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, the prophet said, and by his stripes we are healed. And I still believe it's a gift that's been given to the church. Amen. Healing. Listen, I don't understand why some receive healing and some don't, but I still believe in the reality of the gift of healing in the church today. Amen. And it will do us no good, church. Amen. So to speak, wrapped up and placed under the proverbial tree. Amen. It must be laid hold of with faith, and it must be taken. It must be opened, and it must be experienced if the world's ever going to believe on him. Are you hearing me? Thank God for the gift of healing. Oh, yes, I believe in healing today. Not just because Grandpa told me, amen, but because I've experienced it for myself. Amen. He's still able to heal today. How many believe that? Thank God for the gift of healing. Amen. He heals broken bodies. He heals broken minds. He heals broken hearts. Oh, yes, He's a healer. Thank God for the gift of healing. How about the working of miracles? Amen. Have you ever been there where nothing short of a miracle would do? I'm glad I still serve a miracle working God. Amen. You understand what a miracle is, right? Amen. Something beyond the realm of possibility. No such thing for God. Amen. He is able to transcend all impossibilities and do something that is undoable. Thank God for the working of miracles. Thank God for the gift of prophecy. Amen. For the voice of prophecy, many times offered within the four walls of the church. Amen. They're given for admonition. It's given for rebuke. Amen. Not out of spite, but out of love, so that the church can better resemble the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for the gift of prophecy. Amen. You've heard the stories. Amen. I've heard stories. Amen. Of some dear saint under the inspiration of God. Amen. Come to someone with a message, maybe concerning their future, maybe concerning a decision they're going to make. But thank God for the gift of prophecy. And while there are some that have made it a fraud and made it a spectacle and made it, amen, a mockery, I still believe it's real today. And I thank God for the gift of prophecy. Thank God for the discerning of spirits. Amen. Because we are asked to try the spirits. Amen. And know whether or not they are of God. Amen. Because there are, let's just be honest, there are some spirits that show up at church that are not of God. Amen. But thank God for the moving of His Spirit and those whose hearts resonate with the moving of that Spirit. Amen. There's a discerning of spirits. Amen. There's a gift of tongues. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, amen, it was really strange to those that were gathered there in Jerusalem, amen, because they heard about 120 believers, Jewish people, amen, gathered in an upper room, amen, who were speaking in tongues that were not their own native tongue, amen, from all corners of the world. They said, how here we speak every man in our own language or in our own tongue, amen. God's given the gift of tongues to the church. Amen. There are times in which, and this might sound crazy to some, amen, but I believe it. Call me a fanatic if you want. Amen. There's times in which you begin in your place of prayer to speak in an unknown tongue. Maybe it's an earthly language. Maybe it's a heavenly language. Amen. I believe it's possible, amen, that the devil might not know what you're praying. Amen. Because he doesn't speak the language. How many know he doesn't know everything? Thank God for the gift of tongues. Amen. And for the gift of the interpretation of those tongues. Amen. Speaking in tongues may build me up in my faith, or build yourself up as you speak in tongues. Amen. But it might not do a whole lot for someone beside me. Amen. That's where the interpretation comes in, where it begins to edify and encourage the entirety of the body of Christ. Thank God, amen, for the gifts of the Spirit. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm about to shut this down, so hang with me. Amen. But while all of those things might be wonderful and all of those things are glorious, hallelujah, I don't ever want to get over the most important gift of God, and that is the gift of salvation. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Amen. I said it's a gift of God, the gift of salvation. I wonder if someone wouldn't mind lifting a hand and say, thank God for the gift of salvation. While I'm not here to cast down on all these other things, and they have their place and they have their importance, I believe that the most important gift that's ever been given, amen, came on that first Christmas, amen, as the Lord of glory, amen, left the portals of heaven, amen, and left all of that celestial beauty and the presence of the Father and the worship of the angels to be clothed in the form of a little baby boy, amen, so that he could live live a sinless life and be our example among men and one day die a cruel death on the cross and shed His blood so that you and I could be forgiven. I don't ever want to get over the gift of salvation. Listen, has your worship grown a little bit stale over the past couple of weeks? Have you looked back over 2017 and said, it's really been a rough year. I really don't have a lot to worship God about. I'd love to point your attention back to an old hill called Calvary. Amen. Where at its peak stands an old rugged cross that's stained with the blood of the spotless Lamb, slain from the foundations of the world. Have you found yourself having a hard time lifting your hand and thanking Him? I want to point you back to that old place, Golgotha. Amen. Where His body was broken and His body was crushed. Amen. So that you and I could be forgiven. I'd like to point you back to a tomb. Amen. Where they placed Him and He only stayed for 3 days. And on that third day rose again. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm glad. Amen. For the gift of salvation. And I don't ever want to get over it. If I ever get past this, I've missed everything. Amen. I can preach all the mysteries of the Bible. I can be used in the gifts of the Spirit. But until I understand, amen, that the most important gift is the gift of salvation, I will lose everything. How many is glad for it tonight? How many has received it? Amen. I believe we ought to thank Him for it. Hallelujah. What good is a gift? Amen. If we're not going to thank Him for it, if we're not going to receive it, thank God for the gift of salvation. Hallelujah. May we never forget the cross. And I'm done here tonight. It's the foundation of our faith. The symbol of our salvation. The principle of our preaching. Listen to me, young preachers, if you ever stray from preaching the cross, take a trip back. Hallelujah. It's the hinge of history where everything took a turn for the better. Amen. And it's the proof of our purchase. We've been bought back to God. Would you raise your hands and thank Him tonight? Amen. If you've received that gift, amen, truly, you ought to be thankful tonight. If you have not received the gift, I'm here to tell you, I got good news. It's free to all. Whosoever will, let him come. Hallelujah. Let him come and receive this gift of salvation. Hallelujah. If he can save me, he can save anybody. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, I am the chiefest of sinners. Oh, but he was a partaker of the greatest gift that's ever been given. Amen. I'm here to tell you the best gift you could ever get is the gift of salvation. Amen. Could we give the Lord one more hand clap of praise tonight? Thank God for the gift of salvation. Hallelujah.
Let's stand together and give Him praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As the musicians come, praise the Lord.